Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have an honor and privilege of reading Parshas Bechukosai and closing out the famous book of Vayikra. The Parsha begins in Bechukosai Teilechu, if you follow my chukim. And Rashi famously says that in Bechukosai Teilechu means Shetiu Amelim Batura, that we have to have toiling in Torah. So why does the Torah use the word Teilechu and not Tilmedu, that you should follow and walk, not learn? So the answer seems to be in the Medrash that says that David HaMelech said that while he was walking to fulfill various tasks, his feet always took him to the Beis HaMedrash. So Reb Henoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, famous Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, asks, David HaMelech has important things to do. Talmud Torah is put aside for important matters. So how did David HaMelech give up on these important matters to learn? And so Rav Henoch answers that there are a lot of things that we think are important, but in reality they aren't as important as we think. And so if we have a love of learning and pull ourselves to the Beis HaMedrash, we'll find that if we don't spend as much time on these other, quote, important matters, we'll still be able to handle them properly. We're told that Nasati Gishmechem Beitam. We're told that I'll send the rain in its right time. It seems strange that the parsha begins with blessings for keeping the Torah and the mitzvos that are all physical and material as opposed to spiritual. Why are we doing that? So the Rambam, in his introduction to Perek Chelek, explains that material blessings are not ends in of themselves, but a means towards an end. And material rewards really merely enable us to be able to fully focus on and improve our Avodas Hashem, and through that to come to merit Olam Haba. The great Rabbi Danny Mervis of the Mizrahi movement in Eretz Yisrael added that the Torah doesn't just reject financial success or physical pleasure. Quite the opposite. When it's used properly, these gifts can help us reach the highest levels of holiness and spiritual success. The danger in life comes when we make the mistake of taking the means and mistaking it for the ultimate goal. The focus of our life should not be on what we live with, but rather what we live for. And we're told, I'll set my mishkan among you, and my soul shall not be disgusted by you. Now we're talking about serving Hashem. Where do we come to discuss Hashem's being disgusted by us? Sir Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains that the Torah is highlighting to us that we shouldn't observe mitzvahs out of habit. Rather, mitzvah performance should be done from a sense of simcha. And while one is rewarded for doing mitzvahs out of habit, the reward of simcha is no greater reward. We're told, I led you upright. Rashi explains the word koma miyot as perfectly tall and straight. In other words, not only did Hashem give us the freedom, He also gave us the confidence and the esteem. So the Sfasema says that there's a dual sense of being upright. One is physical, the other spiritual. Sometimes this stoltzkeit, or stature, comes to us from physical might, appears to be in conflict with the stoltz of being spiritual. However, when we use Torah and mitzvot as our behavior guides to practice, we can certainly walk komi miyot, as we'll be avoiding the conflict. One clear time in modern history where this became apparent was in 1967, when the Har HaBayit was returned to our hands. And Be'ezus Hashem will be celebrating that with Yom Yerushalayim that should come quickly this week, and we should be continued to remind us what it means to be walking with the shtoltz. We're also told, Eila ha-chukim ba-mishpatim ba-toros. These are the chukim, the mishpatim, and the toros that Hashem gave between Himself and Bnei Yisrael. Now, where are the chukim and the toros? All that appears in this sixth section seems to be brachos and klalos. So Rav Gifter Zatzal explained that the value that is established by a person based on what's important to the person. And when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, we find the value is where we look for it. Right? When a person values Torah and mitzvos, then what he or she will seek to follow will be mitzvos. When one doesn't seek to find Torah and mitzvos in his or her life, it's likely because the value is foreign to him or her. And then we go through all of the tochacha, and this is the completing verse, the understanding that keeping of Torah mitzvos is valuable. And then we read the parsha of Erechin, and we're told, Be'erkechad nefashos la'ashem. Now, why is the story of Erechin placed after the Tochacha and not before, earlier in Sefer Vayikra, where it should probably belong? So the Kli Yakor explains that after going through the suffering, the tragedy, and the loss, excuse me, the response is to donate, to give and to sacrifice. It would be so easy to conclude the exact opposite. What's the point? What's it all worth? So the Torah tells us, look at the Tochacha, look at a Holocaust and where 6 million people were murdered. What is the value of life? What is all of it worth? Does it matter? And so therefore, specifically following the Tochacha, the Torah teaches Erchin, we have value. And the response to tragedy is to pledge our value to the continuation of our people. Rav Chaim Dov Keller, Zechat Tzadik Lebracha, says that we see this elsewhere in the Torah as well. In Parshas Noach, we're told about the flood that destroyed the world and erased humanity from the face of the earth, with the exception of Noach. And as Noach and his family re-inhabited the world, it would have been so much easier to devalue life. After all, the whole world was just destroyed. So what's one more life? And specifically under those circumstances, the Torah tells us, "Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech," that if you that you can't murder, because every human being and creation is of inestimable value and irreplaceable. You can't just turn around and toss life out the window, because it's hard. It's very, very important for us to keep this in mind in our lives. And a great, wonderful thought that I believe I heard the first time from my dear friend Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg Shalita. We're told that if somebody sells the field to another person, it can't be redeemed anymore. Samarit Rabbi Rav Shechter Shlita quoted Rav Soloveitchik to explain that where Elisha ben Avuya Acher erred in his thinking is that he heard a heavenly voice that said, Shuvu banim shovivim chutz me'acher. Now the idea of Ish Acher, according to Rav Soloveitchik, as explained by Rav Shechter, was not the idea of Ish Acher was not in the Baskol. The Baskol only called Shuvu Banim Shovavim, that the wayward children should return to Hashem. But Elisha ben Avuya assumed that similar to the person who sells his field to an Ish Acher, to a foreign person who can't be redeemed, Elisha decided that he is the one who's known as Acher. He also can't be redeemed. Rav Shechter added that this was an error, because everyone has an opportunity for Geula, everyone has an opportunity for redemption. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach BaHashem, praise be the person who puts his trust in Hashem, says the Nabi Yirmiyahu. And Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal points out that the source of bracha in the world begins with bitachon. And so therefore, one who's missing bitachon and awareness that everything comes from Hashem, then whatever he or she receives from Hashem, naturally, is actually Hashem giving him more than he or she is entitled to, in other words. One is not entitled to anything naturally. Anything we receive in this world is a result of Hashem's chesed to us. And so the recognition that it's all a blessing should bring us to a better awareness of Hashem, which should strengthen our bitachon in the process. This, my dear friends, is 8 wonderful thoughts, 7 on the Parsha, 1 on the Haftorah, for within which we should become chazakim, we should be able to strengthen ourselves and strengthen all of Am Yisrael, chazak, chazak, v'nischazek, and Shabbat Shalom to all.